David, what are minerals?
Minerals are nutrients, effectively they're food, but arguably the most important nutrient, since minerals make up 70% of the list of nutrients we refer to as essential nutrients. These nutrients are called essential for good reason. Simply put, the body can't function without them. Therefore, we refer to them as being essential nutrients. And in that list of essential nutrients, we've identified about 90, of which 60 are made up of minerals, 15 are amino acids, 16 vitamins, and 3 essential fatty acids. So you can appreciate that minerals make up the bulk of these essential nutrients that we've identified. And of these minerals, we break them up into two categories. One of them we refer to as being macro minerals, simply because they're minerals which we require and we need on a daily basis in large amounts, things such as calcium, magnesium, zinc and iron, and also trace minerals, which we only require in very small amounts. These are measured in parts per thousand, parts per million, and in some cases, parts per billion.
Now, what role do minerals play in our body and well-being?
Well, they play a foundational role, if you like, of nutrition, since the body's ability to utilize vitamins and proteins, carbohydrates and fatty acids depend on adequate level of minerals for all the body's functions. If any of them are missing, important things don't happen in the body. All the body's life functions and the immune system right through to the nervous system rely on these minerals for every day-to-day function that you can think of, whether it's digestion, whether it's eyesight, whether it's speech, whether it's movement, whether it's energy. Any of these things all rely on minerals fundamentally, because all of the other essential nutrients that we refer to, whether they're amino acids, whether they're vitamins, essential fatty acids, they all rely on minerals first to complete the whole process. We can summarize by perhaps saying that the body relies on minerals to regulate hormone production, for DNA synthesis, so important in anti-aging, to ensure the healthy function of the entire nervous system. A lot of people don't realize that the nervous system is an electrical network that relies very heavily on minerals to regulate all the hormones and the glandular activity. And fourth of all, in energy production. So Hans Krebs was famous for having won a Nobel Prize for his discovery in the role that nutrients play in the body's ability to produce energy. He identified at that stage 28 nutrients which he identified as being essential for this process, and in there were minerals. And he stated that if the vitamins that were necessary in this process were available in 100% of their required amount, but the minerals were only present in 50% of the required amount, then the whole system would break down to that level of the 50% that the minerals were present. So the actual minerals play a big role in just how much energy the body can produce and how it can utilize those other nutrients. Linus Pauling, who was perhaps the most noted of nutritionalists in the modern era, won 2 Nobel Prizes for his work in nutrition, and he stated that he believed that 99% of all diseases could in some way be traced back to a mineral deficiency. Most people think of diseases as being an attack on the body by some external influence or external factor, but in fact he argued that most diseases actually originated from within the body. And this was largely due to the deficiencies of some of these crucial minerals. What I found was interesting was that it wasn't the macro minerals that he found were the most often causes of these deficiencies, but the trace elements or the trace minerals that were actually most likely the causes of these deficiencies. We find that the good news is that these minerals, once they are overcome, their deficiencies overcome, and they are replaced and reintroduced to the diet, the body quickly reverts back to its healthy state.
Now, what are the common signs for people suffering from mineral deficiency?
Well, I don't suppose we have to go very far to be able to recognize the most common symptoms. Perhaps lethargy and tiredness, lack of energy, foggy thinking would probably be one of the most common ones people would complain of. I don't suppose many people would have to go far to relate to muscle cramps or spasms, muscle spasms. There's also allergies, susceptibility to allergies, or the low resistance to colds and flus. You're the first person to pick up any little bug that's floating around. Inability to adapt to climate changes, perhaps even loss of hair. Skin tone is one, particularly eczema. These sort of problems are related directly to mineral deficiencies. We also have colon and bowel dysfunction, constipation, and that can often be related to mineral deficiencies and also, interestingly enough, mood swings. A lot of people have started to read articles about how mineral deficiencies are being blamed for a lot of these problems with bipolar diseases and these sort of problems that involve dramatic mood swings in people. And they've been able to trace these back to mineral deficiencies.